And we welcome in our first guest on today's show as we open up our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. And today, we are shining the spotlight on Clearview Schools, and we've got Dr. Paul Kish joining us here in studio. Dr. Kish, how are you?
Thank you for having me, Andy. Appreciate you having me in the studio to talk about Clearview.
Well, a lot of wonderful things going on in the Clearview system, and I want to start with something that certainly caught my eye doing some research earlier today. Well, the high school is being recognized as one of 50 schools, one of only 50 schools in the entire country in the Vans Custom Culture Contest. Oh, how does this process work, and who all is involved with this?
Well, basically, that was a contest that our art teacher at the high school, Jacob Ward, had found and obviously had some interest in getting some of his top art students involved in it. And he got two particular students. One is a graduate, but one is also still at the high school. And their names are, I want to make sure I get them right, because they're some talented artists. But both of them, through Mr. Ward, got involved in the contest and came up with a design to incorporate Ohio sightseeing areas. So the girls identified Cedar Point, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Ohio State University, just various landmarks of Ohio, and somehow incorporated it into a tennis shoe. So they were able to add the artistic touch to the tennis shoes. And I want to make sure I get their names here. I have them, Caitlin Opal and Savannah Greikio. So those two students are to be commended for their creativity and getting Clearview recognized in that Vans art contest.
Well, that's pretty cool. Something that shows they have a sense of pride in the community as well. I mean, when they're kind of bringing all the things here from Northeast Ohio that they feel kind of make it great, right?
Right. I think that's it, Matt. And I think that's probably what caught the eye of the people at the Vans contest. And I was lucky enough to see these shoes they created. I don't know if that's something you'd be wearing around the streets of Elyria or not, but they're quite noticeable and quite creative.
Andy Bulbarch has got some pretty creative shoes, so I don't know. Yeah. That might be some each board.
Yeah. I'm as plain as they come when it comes to footwear. There's no question about that. You and I had a conversation before we came on the air talking about how education is forever changing, but some of the elements remain the same. For example, you're going through high school, you want to graduate, you want to move on, and you want to go on and have a successful career, whether that's at college or you go to a trade school or whatever the case may be. And the district received an A in the graduation component. The state report card also gave you an A for not only the four-year graduation rate that's associated with this, but also the hard work that goes in to the graduation component, these graduation rates. Who all are just not necessarily who all is involved, but if you want to just explain the hard work that goes into all this also to get an A in both those categories.
Sure. That's the hard work of the high school staff. And they work in collaboration. They don't work in isolation there. And through the principal, Nolene Rockether, and her staff, they just came together to identify programs and identify things outside of the classroom that these students might need in order to attend school more, in order to have a better relationship with their teachers, get extra time throughout the day for intervention and be able to not only, pass their classes, but have a more enjoyable high school experience, which led to a higher graduation rate. So it's a combination of a lot of people at the high school putting in a lot of work and putting kids first.
Yeah, no question about that. And obviously a lot of integral pieces and parts at play there in order to get the kids to continue to come to class and continue to participate, actively participate, not necessarily just when class is in session, but I know you guys have a lot of great extracurriculars as well, and that certainly helps keep the kids interested also. Dr. Paul Kish, Director of Curriculum at Clearview, joining us here on the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. And well, you guys have a lot of really cool programs going on where you really encourage not only the students but the staff to get out and help out in the community. And in August, you started a partnership with the Second Harvest Food Bank. Tell us all about this program.
Sure. That's a program being run through Durling Middle School. And the administrators there, Laura Manning and Penny Reinhardt, they kind of spearhead that program for the school and the community. And basically, it's every Thursday. I believe it runs from 3 o'clock to 4:30, second Thursday of the month. And it's open to families in need. It's open to the community that may want to stop by Durling and, you know, have the food bank assist them in whatever needs they may have. And, you know, that's the school giving back to the community. And it has to be a partnership, and I think that's a great example. And that's through the leadership of Mrs. Manning and Mrs. Reinhart, who have kind of came up with the idea, came up with the partnership, worked in cooperation with that organization. And we're very proud that they have it there.
Yeah, and the Second Harvest Food Bank does a lot of really wonderful things. There's no question about that. Speaking of really wonderful things, you know, for those of you who don't follow Dr. Kish on Twitter, you should. Give him a quick follow, at PaulKishEDU. You do such a great job of capturing all the wonderful things that are going on in the school system, and you cover the entire gamut. One of the things that really caught my eye looking at your Twitter feed today, you captured something a couple of weeks ago about some kind of a teacher dance-off. Mm-hmm. And what I found interesting about watching that video is it seemed like the teachers were having a good old time dancing on stage, but boy, the kids loved it. The kids couldn't get enough of it.
Yeah, that's right. Basically, we had an organization, Cleveland Pops, came in, and what they did is they wanted to emphasize with the kids, you know, exercise, movement, fitness. Should be part of their daily routine. And so they did it in a very fun way. Well, what more fun than to say, hey, dancing is part of fitness. And so let's have your teachers have a dance-off. And, of course, they went crazy. And if you've see that Twitter segment, then you'll know what I'm talking about. All those teachers put on a show for the kids, and quite entertaining. So I only caught maybe 20-second segment of it, but oh, it was a lot longer, and I'm sure there's some teachers that are glad that they weren't captured on that.
Were all the teachers involved in this, or was it select ones?
At the time, all the teachers were in the gymnasium for the assembly.
All right.
But the people from the organization only went out and selected a handful. Gotcha. So
I got to take a look at that. I'm on picturing as You Got Served, that old movie, remember, with Kevin Hartline? That's not right, but where they all circled around and they did the dance. That's awesome that the teachers did that. I'm sure the kids had a blast with it.
And the segment that I caught, teacher did a nice job. He's got some moves.
Cool,
that's
yeah.
Mrs. Alberti from Vincent Elementary, PE teacher. And, kids loved it, and it was a great event. It was a great message for the kids, too.
Feel like you could cut that room in half, right? Like, there are some teachers that want nothing to do with dancing up on stage. There are some that have been waiting for an opportunity for such a long time to get out there and dance in front of the kids, and it's like the ones you least expect, right? Like, you never really think of a math teacher having dance moves, right? But then all of a sudden they get the option, or they get the opportunity, and they're out there tap dancing away. It's always funny to see how that room works itself out, isn't it?
Well, I think we're changing that philosophy over at in Clearview, and especially at Vincent Elementary. It's all about creating great experiences for the kids, and if it means, you know, getting up and dancing in front of them, even though I can't dance, well, it's going to be a good memory for them, and that's what they're going to remember when they leave school that day.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, another issue I wanted to talk about here is very fascinating, because social media kind of takes on a life of its own, and it really kind of exploded after that Gillette commercial a couple of weeks back. And I know that Mrs. Molina, one of the teachers in your school system, was giving a discussion on sociology, and she used that example, the Gillette commercial, as the primary topic. And you had a chance to capture some of that as well. What was your general takeaway from that?
Well, basically, Mrs. Molina did. She showed the commercial and then generated some discussion questions. She had those prepared in advance, and it was all around stereotype. It was all around people's perspective and what their upbringing may do to change that perspective. So it was a great discussion topics. And once she brought those questions up, she just let the kids do the talking, the debate. They tried to define stereotype through their own upbringing. And so the kids had some great discussion. So I think Mrs. Molina did a nice job of letting the kids' analysis guide the learning. and guide the classroom discussion. And then what she had done is showed some different cultures throughout the world and how the way they're raised may be different than, you know, United States of America and how kids in Lorain might be raised. And boy, that generated some more discussion. And so I think just through that commercial, she was able to bring out a lot of topics, and the kids left the class that day truly understanding perspective, truly understanding stereotype.
And it's interesting because, especially at that age, the kids are most definitely impressionable, and having a nice, peaceful, open forum for discussion seems like that has a bit more effectiveness than everybody attacking each other on social media, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah, heck of a lot more peaceful. Got to ask you this before we let you go, and just kind of reading through some of the things you've tweeted since you guys came back from the holiday break, a lot of really cool things come to the forefront. You had spotlighted Mr. Strader's world history class, and they use a couple of concepts in here that I wasn't necessarily familiar with. One, the use of hip-hop and something that's called flocabulary, which I think is kind of interesting. I didn't know anything about it. And also the use of interactive notebooks. Can you elaborate on these?
Sure. Teachers 2019, when you and I went to school, we had these big, huge, thick textbooks, put them in our backpack. They weighed, 15, 20 pounds, it felt like. Teachers nowadays, they do some different things to get resources for their classroom. Not all of them have a textbook. Some of them have a textbook that maybe is 10 years old, so they have to find their own resources. And I think Clearview teachers do a great job of finding those resources. So there's many things online. There's many things that they find through, applications, through websites. And so Flocabulary is one of those. And Mr. Strader uses Flocabulary website when he has a topic that he wants to kind of modernize. And so the topic was actually World War I, and he was introducing that unit. And through that Flocabulary link, it has the topic of World War I, and it's a rap hip-hop song that incorporates the facts and details of how World War I started, and some key figures in that unit were mentioned in the song. And it's a music video as well, so it's not only just the music, and it's also the graphics within the music video. So it's like MTV for history class. And but it has all, that link has all types of different subjects included. So yeah, it might be a little bit corny for the kids at first, but you know what? It's better than sitting there and taking notes, copying from the board, and kids react to that in a positive way.
Sometimes the message is always going to be there. It will always be important, but it doesn't always get delivered the right way. That's an interesting way of delivering the message, but albeit that's a way that's delivered so differently, you'll never forget it, right?
That's right.
I think that's certainly the bottom line there, right? It's all about how you deliver that message. Dr. Kish, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for joining us here in studio. Boy, there are a lot of great things you guys have going on at Clearview right now, so we appreciate you stopping by in studio to tell us all about it.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you inviting me, and thank you, Andy, and thank you, Matt. And in Clearview, there are some great things going on, and our staff's to be commended for that, and our students are to be commended for their hard work. And we have a motto that's kind of started this school year in Clearview, and that's relationships first. No significant learning can take place unless there's a significant relationship that's established in the classroom and in school, and that's what's going on. So cool. Very proud to be there.
Yeah, no question about that. Good stuff. Well, thank you again. We appreciate you joining us here in studio. Again, that's Dr. Paul Kish, Director of Curriculum at Clearview, joining us here on the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products that the world uses every day.